100.7 WHUD. Good morning, Mike and Casey. It's 8:46.
Dealing with chronic pain? Well, so is Kristen Chenoweth, the Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Casey.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Kristen, how are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing y'all great.
Still in New York, and I still talk like that. What's going on?
You're here to talk about chronic pain. You know, you're so spunky and so full of energy. It's surprising to hear that you've been in pain since you fell on the set of a TV show, right?
Yeah, actually, something fell on me and then threw me into a curb. So I had a head injury and a neck and ribs and teeth and nose. I have been very quiet about it and pushed it down for a long time. This happened to me in 2012. And out of fear, a fear-based decision, and thinking people, I didn't want people to see me weak or that I wouldn't work again. And so now with this campaign, this is pain. I'm, after all these years later, getting to talk about chronic pain disease and what it's like to live with it and perform with it and how I deal with it.
Well, what is it like to live with it and perform with it?
You know what it is? Honestly, it's the thing that never goes away. It just depends on what level you're at. Like, today, I'm at, like, between 1 and 5. I'd say I'm a 2.5. It depends on, you know, how you feel when you wake up and how the day goes on. Sometimes I feel great when I wake up, but it's always there.
Kristen, if you could just take a minute and talk to the people who are listening who have chronic pain like you, what do you want them to know?
First of all, I want them to visit the website, thisispain.com, because I want them to know that they're not alone. Don't be afraid to look elsewhere, because you can deal with it. There's pain management, there's exercises, there's all different treatments, but you've got to be open and willing to find out what works for you.
Well, I've seen you on TV so many times lately. This really is your season, the holiday season, right?
I guess I'm doing Christmas a lot. Like, I did a Hallmark movie. I've got the Mormon Tabernacle, or I guess they're called the Tabernacle Choir now, at New Year's Eve concert at Walt Disney Hall. It's busy, but I'm happy.
And, you know, it's funny, I saw you singing the Christmas waltz on the country Christmas show, and you had the male dancer pick you right up off the ground.
I did.
I got nervous for you.
I'm such a geek and a clown. I'm like, please pick me up and swing me around. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, we have to make people laugh too. You guys know how I am.
All right, what's coming up in the future we need to know about?
Oh gosh, well, please continue to watch the Hallmark movie. It's a Christmas love story. It's done very well for them. I'm very proud of it. It's my first time producing, you guys, so that's a first for me. And I wrote the title song as well for the movie. And the thing about the This Is Pain campaign is I'm going to continue to do what I love to do for as long as I can and keep learning how to deal with the issue, because I love what I do, and that's really what I want to say to people that have it, is just continue to do what you love to do, because that's healing in and of itself.
And you've not let your lack of 6'7" height affect you at all.
Oh, what it would be like just one day to figure out what that feels like. I would love to live in a basketball player's body just one day.
Yeah, and that's what I always say. I'm the right weight. I'm just the wrong height. I should be 7'8".
I get it. Me too. Instead, I'm 4'11". What happened?
Ah, she's just the best. Kristen Chenoweth, we wish you well.
She proves the point. Good things come in little packages at 100.7.